please before you cross the road. Don't kick dogs. And also, things like, I'm an animal lover, things like, don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Could they keep that one good and loving rule? No, they couldn't. And unfortunately, we've been doing the same ever since. Even the characters from Frozen have been doing that. Let's watch a clip and find out what I'm talking about. Sorry. What's really interesting, and I won't name people, but as I was looking at you, the amount of adults who were mouthing the words to that as they were going, more than the kids, Jay Murphy. Okay, now Frozen teaches us about humans. Elsa, in that song, Let It Go, she sings this line. She says, no right, no wrong, no rules for me, I'm free. That's exactly what Adam and Eve thought. They wanted to be free. They didn't want to live by that one loving and good rule that God had given them. And this freedom is something that we all want. Whether it's a child disobeying their parents, whether it's an employee ignoring their boss's request, or whether it's a husband rolling his eyes when he's learned that the in-laws are coming to stay for the weekend. We think that freedom will bring true life. But in that sketch before with Olaf, we heard, didn't we? That if we live by our own rules, it can, and quite often, does bring ruin. You see, the freedom we think is so great isn't great at all. But that's not all Frozen teaches us. Frozen also teaches us about the consequences of living a life by our own rules. Think of Elsa. What happens to Elsa? She lives her own rules and the land is cursed. That's not great. Then she lives in isolation in this big ice palace with only a pet abominable snowman for company. And then to top it all off, what does she do? She freezes her sister's heart. So much for living by your own rules. You see, what was meant to bring joy brought misery. What was meant to bring life in the end ultimately brought death. And we heard that again in the Bible reading, didn't we? When Adam and Eve chose to live by their own rules. Did you hear the consequences of that? Well, the first thing that we learned, don't we, that death came into the world. It was not like God hadn't warned them. He said, if you eat from this tree, you will die. Now, God said that because he loved them. He told them, he gave them a clear warning. You see, when God tells us to do things and not do things, it's because he loves us. And this is what we've got to get into our head, because sometimes we think God is in the sky and he's this big killjoy. Oh, those people are having fun over there. Stop it now! Your life is meant to be one of misery and despair. That was me putting God's voice on. I don't think he sounds like that. It's probably a bit more masculine. But this is the thing. God tells us to do these things and not do these things, not to take away or rob us from joy, but to increase our joy. So death came into the world. But that's not all. We're told that the land is cursed. Cursed is the land because of you, we heard in that reading. And we know, don't we, our hearts go out to the people in Afghanistan. We only heard yesterday about that landslide that killed 300 people. We hear constantly of floods, of earthquakes, of tsunamis, of droughts. We know that the land, we know the creation has been affected as well. We know that relationships are complex and difficult. You only have to think about your own household to see this. If you've got everybody in your house, if they're living by their own rules, that's going to make your house an unpleasant one. Because everybody is going to be trying to do their own thing, their own way. Freedom brings ruin. That's not from experience, by the way. But what about work? Did you hear what he said about work? You see, work, this is going to be unbelievable, but God gave work as a gift for us to enjoy. I'll say that one more time because it's hard to hear, isn't it? God gave work as a gift for us to enjoy. But because we've gone our own way and chosen our own rules, we know now that work is hard and frustrated. Can I get an amen? Thank you. Including talking to people who have fallen asleep. But that's okay. That's part of the curse. I'm expecting that this morning. But most importantly, when we go off and live by our own rules, we're isolated from God. You see, Adam and Eve, they're taken away from God's presence. They have to leave the garden. You see, God, because he's holy and because he's perfect, he cannot have a relationship with rebels who refuse to be under his good rule. And to live under your own rules and to be free from God, that's what the Bible calls sin. And because we all sin, we've all been isolated from God. And we feel this isolation because we try to fill the gap between us and God with what's called God substitutes or idols, as the Bible calls it. And some of these things are good things. Money, success, power, fame, looks, relationships, they're all good. But the trouble is we try to put them in God's place. And they never deliver and they'll never sustain. They're not the answer to our long-term problems. You see, if we're being honest, this now in 2014, what we see around us, that's not the world we want. The world we want is a world free from pain, free from sickness, and free from death. The world we all want is a world where we have peace and harmony in our relationships. The world we all want is one where work brings joy and satisfaction. And the world we all want is one where we have a restored relationship with God. Now, there's lots of people out there who give you answers to that question. How do we get this world? Well, some people will say it's through scientific advancement and better education, because they're from Yorkshire. Some people would say, okay, the way that we get a better world is through greater tolerance and respect of people. Some people would say it's through looking inward. It's through creating positive energy and letting that energy spill out on other people. And some people would say, if we want a better world, it's about keeping rules and being morally upright. But you see, the trouble with each of those statements is it puts the emphasis on us to sort our problems out. And here's the uncomfortable truth for this morning. We are the problem. Now, am I saying that we're all like Elsa and we've all got the ability to freeze kingdoms? Okay, if you're married, you might think your wife has that capability. Again, not speaking from experience. Love. Am I saying that? I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is we want to live by our own rules. We want to decide what's right and wrong for us. We want to be free. Okay. So it's not Elsa. It's not Elsa that you identify with. Maybe it's one of the other Frozen characters. Maybe it's Anna. Okay, Anna, how does she live? She lives by her feelings. If it feels right, do it. What does that lead to? Poor, rash decisions, especially in regards to relationships. Gooey eyes often leads to blind eyes. What about this guy, Prince Hans? Maybe you identify with him. Hopefully not. He's a manipulator. He's two-faced. He's nasty. He does all this to get his own way. Put your hands up if you're him. Just checking. Okay. What about this one? Prince Weaseltown, or the Duke of Weaseltown, what's he concerned with? He's concerned with making money. And he'll do all he can to make money. And then finally, we've got Christoph. Now, Christoph, this is a guy who thinks the world owes him something. And he's angry because of it. Now, I think we can identify with at least one of those characters, maybe a little bit of some of them. You see, we are not the answers to our problems. Unfortunately, we are the problem. The world is and has been ruined by freedom, by us living by our own rules. And the only way it's going to get better is if we get help. And the good news is, God has sent help. And his name is Jesus Christ. And we'll come to him a little bit later. If you want to take a seat for us, that'd be great. Great. Thanks, guys. Well, just a couple of minutes ago, we discovered that the world isn't exactly what we wanted. It's been ruined by our freedom, by us choosing to live our own way. And we concluded we needed help, and I said that Jesus Christ was that help. Now, when Jesus was on the earth, he did some amazing things. Some people call them miracles. But one way of thinking about it is not that they were supernatural things, but what Jesus did is he restored natural things. He restored the world back to its natural state. You see, the world we live in now isn't the natural one that God created, and it's certainly not the super one that we've got to look forward to. You see, in Mark chapter 4 and chapter 5, Jesus does some things and they teach us about what the world is going to be like when Jesus returns. The first thing Jesus does is he calms the storm. And what Jesus is doing here, he's restoring the earth back to one of peace. And the next thing Jesus does, a woman who's been sick for 12 years, she touches Jesus' cloak by trusting in him. And Jesus, again, is restoring her sick body back to its natural state of being well. And then finally, Jesus raises a little girl who was dead back to life. And again, he's pointing to a time when things are going to return back to their natural state. Death will no longer be, but life will rule forever. You see, many people say that death is a natural thing, and they'd be wrong. You see, Jesus shows us what God's natural world, free from sin, looks like. And it looks wonderful. Now, you might be thinking, Chris, you're anti-Frozen. I'm not. There's many things about the film that I enjoy. I enjoy Olaf's lines. I enjoy the catchy songs, including Let It Go. But the best thing, however, has to be what happens at the end. If you've not seen the film, I'm going to spoil it for you. Just put your fingers in your ears. We're led to believe that the only an act of true love is going to lift the curse. And we're led to believe, as the film goes on, that that act of true love is going to be a kiss between the prince and the princess. But actually, the act of true love points to Jesus. Let's have a look and see what I mean. Now, if that doesn't point to Jesus, I don't know what does. Let me just tell you how it points to Jesus. Anna sacrifices her life for her sister who has been the problem all along, the sister who cursed the land, the sister who lived by her own rules. Jesus Christ says this: no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. And actually, Jesus goes a stage further because he lays down his life for his enemies. You see, Jesus, of course, would know what it is to lay down his life for people. Jesus, the only person who kept all the rules, gave his life for rule breakers like you and like me. You see, Jesus gave his life so when God looks at us, he doesn't see rule breakers, he sees rule keepers. For those who put their faith, trust, belief in Jesus, they can be restored back to God. No longer isolated from God. And that can happen right now, right today. But that's not all. Remember what we learned about sin? Sin brought death into the world. But because Jesus rose back from the dead, he showed that the power of sin and the power of death had been broken. You see, Jesus' resurrection tells us that those ruined things are going to be restored. Those things that have been broken will be fixed. Those things that are sad will be made glad. You see, only Jesus is able to restore this world back to the one that we all want. This might not happen tomorrow, but we are sure, 100% sure, that this will happen because he raised from the dead. The question is, will you be part of this wonderful, restored world? You see, Jesus' death shows his great love for you. And Jesus' resurrection shows his great power, which ensures that this world will be restored back to its original beauty. Jesus wants you to be restored back to God today. And Jesus wants you to enjoy this restored world. The question is, will you freeze Jesus out? Or will you let go of living under your own rules and come to trust in Jesus' love instead? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a God who loves us, who forgives us. We are rebels who try to live our own way under our own rules, forgetting that your rules are good and loving. We thank you that you sent Jesus as the rule keeper to die for rule breakers. And I pray for my friends here today that they would come to trust in Jesus' love and be restored back to you. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.